Picture this for a second. It is late May, Memorial Day weekend is officially here, and you are standing at the edge of a swimming pool.
Oh yeah, I know exactly where this is going.
Right, I mean, the sun is beating down, the concrete is like legitimately hot under your feet, the kids are finally out of school, and all the seasonal cues are telling your brain one very specific thing, which is, it is summer, and this water is gonna feel absolutely amazing.
So you jump.
Exactly. You close your eyes, you take a flying leap, and you hit the water. But instead of that refreshing, predictable summer warmth you were expecting, you plunge into an absolute ice bath.
Oh, the worst feeling.
It's a total shock to the system. It literally takes your breath away.
Yeah.
Because the environment looks like summer, it sounds like summer, but the reality under the surface is behaving completely differently than you expected.
That is such a perfect way to describe it.
Well, I mean, that ice bath is exactly what homeowners and prospective buyers in Wise County, Texas are jumping into right now. And that is why we are here today. Our mission for this deep dive is to bypass all the clickbait headlines, skip the neighborhood panic, and just look at the raw data. We need to decode the actual mechanics of this specific housing market, you know, stripping away the noise to figure out the truth of late May 2026.
And to do that properly, we really have to rely on instruments that measure the actual temperature, not just the weather report on the evening news.
All right. We need the hard numbers.
Exactly. So the stack of sources we are pulling from today includes some really comprehensive hard data real estate reports. We are looking at the latest numbers from NTREIS.
And for anyone who doesn't know, that's spelled NTREIS, but pronounced NETREIS, right? Like a word rest, but with a net.
Yeah, exactly. NETREIS, which is the North Texas Real Estate Information Systems. And along with that, we've got detailed analytics from Showing Time Plus and some highly granular local market summaries encompassing April and the entire first quarter of 2026.
So we have the receipts, basically.
They have all the receipts.
Good. Because, you know, if we just look at the calendar right now, this should be the absolute peak frenzy of the spring and summer real estate market.
Oh, historically, absolutely.
I mean, this is the traditional window when for sale signs just multiply overnight, bidding wars become a spectator sport, and moving trucks block every other driveway in the neighborhood.
That's the normal expectation.
But the data is telling a completely different story. So let's start with the big picture here, because we really can't understand the local temperature in Wise County without understanding the broader macroeconomic weather system that's kind of dictating the terms.
Yeah, you have to look at the macro to understand the micro.
Right. So let's look at the national radar first. The sources note that broader U.S. existing home sales recently saw this unexpected bump. They rose 1.7% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of about 4.09 million.
Which surprised a lot of people.
Yeah. And the median U.S. home price ticked up to $398,000. So, I mean, that sounds like a fairly sunny national picture driven by some brief dips in mortgage rates. But when we zoom our radar into the North Texas region specifically, things start looking entirely different.
Completely different.
New listings are down 2.4%. Overall, inventory shrank slightly, and the median sales price in the broader region actually dipped 4.0% down to $360,000.
And that divergence, you know, between the national figures and the North Texas data, that is our first major clue today.
Okay, unpack that for me. Why is North Texas acting so differently?
Well, the national bump was largely reactionary to very brief, like microscopic dips in mortgage rates. Just a tiny window of opportunity.
A quick gasp of air.
Exactly. But the broader trend, especially locally, is really being dictated by this creeping persistent return of interest rates moving back above the 6% mark.
Which is painful.
It is. Because that 6% threshold isn't just a number on a page. Mm. You know, it acts as a massive psychological and financial barrier for buyers. But the sources highlight something even more complex than just the raw interest rate. They note this pervasive buyer paralysis in the market right now.
Buyer paralysis? Like they're just frozen.
Yeah, freezing in place.
Yeah.
And what the data attributes a portion of this paralysis to is actually global geopolitical uncertainty.
Wait, what?
Specifically, ongoing unrest in the Middle East, causing buyers to just completely freeze.
Okay, hold on. I need to stop you there because my immediate reaction to that is just deep skepticism.
I know. It sounds like a stretch at first.
It really does. I mean, I completely understand how a mortgage rate creeping over 6% changes a family's spreadsheet.
Right. The math changes.
Yeah. It directly impacts the monthly payment. That is a tangible mathematical friction. But how does global geopolitical unrest in the Middle East practically translate to a family sitting in their kitchen, you know, deciding not to buy a four-bedroom house in Wise County, Texas?
It's a fair question.
Like, if I'm trying to get my kids into a better school district, am I really checking foreign policy news before I call my real estate agent? I just don't buy that.
Well, the connection isn't about families explicitly reading foreign policy briefings over their morning coffee. It's not that direct.
Okay.
It's about the underlying plumbing of the global financial system and how that plumbing dictates consumer behavior without them even realizing it.
Okay. Trace the actual mechanism for me then. How does the plumbing work?
Let's look at it this way. Buying a home is the largest leveraged financial decision most human beings will ever make in their lifetime.
Oh, by far.
And because of that, it requires an immense reserve of optimism. You have to believe your job is secure, your localized investment is safe, and that the economy will remain stable for the foreseeable future.
Which is hard to do right now.
Exactly. When you have significant global instability like major unrest in the Middle East, it immediately introduces volatility into global energy and oil markets.
And oil affects everything.
Everything. And that volatility signals risk to massive institutional investors.
Ah. And when institutional investors sense risk, they move their money into safe havens.
You nailed it. They flee the stock market and volatile assets, and they park their capital in what is considered the safest asset on earth, which is U.S. government bonds.
Right, the 10-year treasury.
Specifically, the 10-year treasury note. Now, here is where it hits the kitchen table in Wise County. Mortgage lenders don't just pull the 30-year fixed rate out of thin air.
They don't just make it up.
No, they base it heavily on the yield of that 10-year treasury. So when global anxiety spikes, bond yields fluctuate wildly as capital flows in and out. And lenders, they absolutely hate volatility.
Because it's risky for them.
Right. To protect themselves against the risk of inflation and these wild market swings, they bake a risk premium into mortgage rates.
So they pad the numbers.
Exactly. So a conflict halfway across the world directly alters the yield curve, which pushes the 30-year fixed mortgage rate up, which then drastically shrinks the purchasing power of our buyer in Texas.
Wow. So it really is a domino effect.
It is entirely connected.
The global tension changes the bond market. The bond market dictates the mortgage rate, and the mortgage rate dictates the monthly payment for the family in Wise County.
That's the exact path.
Okay, I see the math now. But the source is also pointed to consumer confidence, right? It's not just the math, it's the psychology of watching the evening news.
That psychological layer is profound. I mean, consumer confidence is a very measurable economic metric. When people feel a general sense of unease about the world, they delay massive life-altering decisions.
They just hunker down.
Yeah, they pull the parking brake. So you have a family looking at a 6.5% rate on one side of the ledger, and on the other side, just this ambient anxiety about the economy.
Which is a terrible combination for buying a house.
It really is. That intersection of financial and psychological friction brings decision-making to a screeching halt. And, you know, we also have to consider the other side of the transaction, which is the sellers.
Oh, right, because they have to be willing to move, too.
Exactly. And we currently have a massive population of homeowners locked into incredibly low pandemic-era interest rates. We're talking around 3 or 4%.
The golden handcuffs.
Yes, the famous lock-in effect. They are fiercely resisting the idea of selling, because moving means trading a 3% rate for a 6.5% rate.
Which would easily double their interest payment for the exact same amount of house.
Easily. So sellers are financially paralyzed by the terms of their current mortgage, and buyers are paralyzed by the cost of the new mortgage, compounded by global economic anxiety.
It really feels like everyone is driving a car with the emergency brake pulled all the way up.
That is a great analogy.
But you know, life doesn't just stop. People still get married, they have children, they accept job transfers, people retire.
Life happens regardless of the interest rate.
Right. So if that macro level parking brake is pulled, how hard is the car skidding locally? Let's zoom our lens all the way in on Wise County and look at the actual price tags.
Okay, let's look at the raw data on Wise County pricing, because it gives us a very clear picture of how this macro friction forces local realities to change. Let's pull the numbers from April 2026.
Okay, what are we looking at?
The median sales price in Wise County hit $370,000.
$370,000, okay.
Now, for context, in April of 2025, so just 1 year prior, the median was sitting right at $400,000 even.
Oh, wow. So that is a 7.5% drop year over year.
Exactly.
And looking at these sources, this isn't just a one-off bad month either. The year-to-date median through April is $355,000. That's down 7.8% from the same period last year. The first quarter, the Q1 median was $352,698, which is down 6.4%. And if you isolate just the month of March 2026, the median was down a staggering 11.1%.
It's a significant shift.
I mean, the 12-month rolling chart paints a really vivid picture of a market that peaked well over $375,000 recently and has just been in a sustained retreat.
Yeah, the trend line is pointing down.
So I have to ask, if I'm listening to this right now and I own a home in Wise County, I'm hearing things like down 11% in March, and my mind immediately jumps to the C word.
A crash.
A crash. Talk me off the ledge here. Why isn't a sustained 7 to 11% drop a systemic failure of the market?
I mean, it is entirely rational to hear those percentages apply to your primary asset and feel a surge of panic. It's your home. It's your net worth.
It's terrifying.
It is. But we have to separate the visceral emotion from the structural economics. Because a crash, like the catastrophic failure we witnessed back in 2008, is characterized by forced liquidations.
That's foreclosures.
Exactly.
Oh.
It's driven by bad debt, subprime foreclosures, a sudden evaporation of all buyer demand, and people being forced to sell homes they literally cannot afford to buyers who just do not exist.
Right. The bottom falls out because the asset is fundamentally toxic.
Exactly. The loans were toxic. That is absolutely not what the data shows in Wise County today. What
No.
we are witnessing right now is a deliberate, mathematically necessary price correction to find a new equilibrium.
A deliberate price correction. Unpack the mechanics of that for me, because to a seller, a correction feels exactly like losing money.
Well, think about the context of the last few years. During the pandemic, real estate experienced hyper appreciation. We saw double-digit growth year over year, which was historically unprecedented.
It was crazy. Houses selling in a day for way over asking.
Right. But that growth wasn't based on a sudden, miraculous improvement in the intrinsic value of wood and brick. You know,
it wasn't suddenly a better house.
No, it was driven by the fact that money was historically artificially cheap. The Federal Reserve suppressed rates, creating an environment where a buyer could borrow $500,000 for almost nothing.
Right. At like 2.5 or 3%.
Exactly. So supply was incredibly low. Demand was ravenous and prices skyrocketed. Now, fast forward to 2026. The cost of borrowing that exact same $500,000 has basically doubled.
So the buyer's purchasing power has been mathematically slashed.
Precisely. Let's do the rough math just to make it concrete. Let's say you have a $400,000 home financed at a 3.5% interest rate. That might carry a principal and interest payment of roughly $1,800 a month.
Okay, $1,800.
Now, that same $400,000 home financed at today's 6.5% rate carries a payment closer to $2,500 a month.
Ouch. That's a $700 difference.
Right. And the buyer's paycheck hasn't increased by $700 a net month to cover that?
Definitely not.
Their wallet is the exact same size. Therefore, the price of the asset, the home itself, must come down to match what the buyer can actually afford to service on a monthly basis.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
The market is just breathing out. It is correcting the asset price to accommodate the higher cost of capital. Sellers are simply receiving fewer offers and having to accept prices that are 7 to 8% below what comparable homes fetch during that era of cheap money.
Right. It's a recalibration to financial reality, not a systemic collapse.
Exactly. The loans are solid. The homeowners have equity. They just can't command the pandemic premium anymore.
The asset price has to bow to the gravity of the interest rate. If the money costs more, the house has to cost less. Okay, I follow the logic perfectly. But here's where I get stuck.
Okay, what is it?
If prices are dropping that fast, my immediate assumption is that there must be empty houses sitting on every corner gathering dust, right?
That would be the traditional assumption, yeah.
Like, if buyers are squeezed and sellers are reluctantly lowering prices, we should be seeing this massive glut of stagnant inventory. But when we look at the supply and demand metrics in the sources, the data reveals this massive, deeply counterintuitive paradox.
It is arguably the most fascinating behavioral metric in this entire stack of reports. Let's look at the supply side first, because you're right, supply is building.
The data shows that supply in Wise County is undeniably growing. In April 2026, there were 681 homes for sale, which, you know, is relatively flat compared to the previous year.
But look at the Q1 data.
Right. If you look at Q1, there were 682 homes for sale, which is a massive 23% jump from Q1 of 2024, when there were only 553 homes on the market.
So inventory is building significantly over a two-year horizon.
And that buildup directly feeds into a metric called months of supply. The sources show Wise County sitting at 6.3 months of supply in April and 6.4 months for Q1. Let's pause and define that real quick because I think it's a vital concept for the listener.
Good idea.
Months of supply is essentially an absorption rate. It basically means that if no new homes were listed starting today, if the market just froze, it would take roughly 6.3 months for the current pool of buyers to purchase every single house on the market at the current pace of sales.
Right. And that six-month threshold is a really important number. It's the gold standard for defining market balance.
Anything under 4 months of supply is a seller's market.
Yes, that's the environment where you see waived inspections, massive appraisal gaps, and bidding wars, because buyers are literally fighting over scarce resources.
Like the Hunger Games of real estate?
Exactly. But once an area crosses that six-month threshold, it officially transitions out of the pandemic-era frenzy and moves firmly into a balanced or even buyer-friendly territory.
Meaning buyers finally have some power.
Yes. They suddenly have choices. They have leverage. They have the luxury of time to actually go home and sleep on a decision instead of making an offer from the driveway.
And this is exactly where the paradox hits.
Yeah, let's get into it.
We have falling prices and we have growing inventory giving buyers the luxury of time. Basic supply and demand logic suggests that when supply goes up and buyers aren't rushed, homes should take much longer to sell.
That's economics 101.
But that's not happening. Days on market, the actual time it takes a home to go under contract is shrinking.
It's wild.
In April, homes in Wise County sold in 92 days on average. That is down 10.7% from the 103 days it took in April of 2025. And in Q1, the average was even faster at 84 days.
It completely defies the standard expectation.
Wait, help me square this circle, because it's like walking into a store and it's like an hourglass where the sand is bottlenecked. Mm-hmm. Usually, if you dump more sand into the top, more inventory, it takes longer for any individual grain to make it to the bottom.
Right.
Or like a clearance rack. It's like walking into a store where the clearance racks are overflowing, but somehow the checkout line is moving faster than ever. How is it mechanically possible that buyers have more choices, prices are dropping, yet the homes that do sell are moving significantly faster than they did a year ago? Are buyers just suddenly becoming less picky?
Not at all. In fact, buyers are actually more discerning than ever, simply because their capital is so incredibly expensive right now.
Right. At 6.5%, you can't afford to make a mistake.
Exactly. So to understand this paradox, we really have to examine a behavioral shift among a very specific demographic of sellers in Wise County. We can call this concept honest pricing.
Honest pricing, I like that.
Yeah. What the data reflects is a stark division between two types of sellers right now. The first group is what I would call the stubborn sellers.
The ones who still think it's 2022.
Precisely. They lack self-awareness about the macroeconomic parking brake we discussed earlier. They're pricing their homes based on what their neighbor got 3 years ago when rates were at 3%.
And how is that working out for them?
Terribly. Their homes are the ones acting like a bottleneck. They are sitting stagnant for 150, 180 days, gathering dust and dragging down the overall market sentiment.
They are completely ignoring the gravity of the 6.5% interest rate.
Completely ignoring it. But the second group is the realistic sellers. They are looking at the 6.3 months of inventory. They recognize that buyers are financially squeezed, and they are pricing their homes, honestly, for the reality of 2026.
Okay, so they price it right from day one.
Yes, and the market is rewarding them instantly. When a seller lists a home at a genuinely market-appropriate price today, the buyers who have been sitting on the sidelines just watching this inventory build up, they recognize the intrinsic value immediately.
Because they've been scrolling Zillow for months.
Exactly. They know what a good deal looks like. They aren't waiting around. They make strong offers, and the home goes under contract quickly.
And the data really backs that up, too, because the percent of original list price received metric is holding remarkably strong at 94.1% for April.
Oh, huge indicator.
Think about what that reveals, you know? Buyers aren't coming in and universally lowballing everyone by 20%. If a house is priced right from day one, buyers are paying almost full asking price.
Right. They just want an honest deal.
The shrinking days on market isn't a sign of desperation, then. It's a signal of a highly functional, rational market where realistic expectations from the seller meet decisive action from the buyer.
It's a beautifully efficient mechanism when you think about it.
Yeah.
The faster days on market proves that demand isn't dead. It's just incredibly price sensitive.
The concept of honest pricing makes total sense in theory, but I think we need to inject some geographical reality here because the market isn't just this monolith.
Oh, absolutely not.
You can't just apply a blanket formula to all of Wise County and expect it to work. Pricing your home honestly depends entirely on your exact zip code because the data reveals a massive geographical fracture in this county. It is quite literally a tale of two distinct economies.
The hyperlocal data from the Q1 MarketWatch report paints an incredible picture of this divide. The value, the buyer demand, and the pricing strategy in Wise County are heavily dictated by a property's proximity to the Fort Worth Metroplex.
Let's break down the actual numbers, starting on the eastern edge of the county. Here, we see a phenomenon we can kind of call the suburban premium.
The suburban premium.
Right. So zip code 76078, which is the area around Rome, posted a massive Q1 median sales price of $452,500. And shockingly, in a county where overall prices are down, that specific zip code is actually up 4.6% year over year.
Defying the trend entirely.
Exactly. And right next door, zip code 76052, which covers the Hazlitt-Justin corridor sitting right on the Tarrant County line, hit a median of $390,000, which is up 1.3%. These areas are not just holding their value, they are actively appreciating despite the rates.
But as you move your finger west across the map, the economic reality shifts dramatically.
It's a cliff. I mean, we shift from the suburban premium to what we can call the rural discount. Look at zip code 76082 around Springtown. The median price there dropped to $347,000. That's down 8.1% year over year.
A huge drop compared to Rome.
And if you move further north and west to zip code 76225 around Elverd, the Q1 median drops even further to $326,000. And then sitting right in the middle, the city of Decatur saw a really interesting leap in single-family closed sales, jumping from 9 in March of 2025 up to 12 in March of 2026, pushing the median price there to $332,765.
That is a staggering spread. You were talking about a $100,000 to $125,000 difference in median home value based entirely on a 20-minute drive down the highway.
So explain the mechanics of that spread to me. Because if buyers are so squeezed by these 6% interest rates that they're paralyzing the national market, how are they even qualifying for those rural homes at all? Are lenders suddenly changing their underwriting standards for properties further west?
No. The lending standards remain incredibly strict everywhere. What you're seeing is geographic arbitration driven entirely by budget constraints.
Geographic arbitration.
Yeah, it's a strategy known in urban economics as drive until you qualify.
Oh, I've heard that phrase.
It's very common in shifting markets. Let's look at the mechanics of the suburban premium first. Rome and the Hazlitt-Justin corridor command that $400,000 plus premium strictly because of proximity and infrastructure.
Because they're closer to Fort Worth.
Right. They sit on the suburban edge of the Metroplex.
Yeah.
For a dual-income household where one or both partners commute into the city, or who require specific suburban school districts and immediate access to major retail, this area is highly desirable. Proximity to employment hubs always creates a price floor.
But the parking brake is still engaged for those buyers too, right?
Exactly. And that's where the shift happens. A massive segment of buyers who, let's say 3 years ago, could easily qualify for a $450,000 mortgage in Hazlitt can no longer meet the debt-to-income requirements at today's 6.5% rates.
The bank literally says no.
The bank says no. Their budget has been forcibly capped at, say, $350,000. Yeah. So what are their options?
Either rent or they move.
Right. They can either stop looking entirely, or they can employ that drive until you qualify strategy.
Yeah.
They push their search radius further west. They look at Springtown. They look at Alvord.
Ah, so the rural west becomes the release valve for the suburban pressure cooker.
That is exactly the mechanism.
Mm.
The rural discount makes these western zip codes the primary opportunity zone for squeezed buyers. But notice what this does to the market dynamics in a place like Springtown.
It must totally change who is shopping there.
It does. If you are a seller out there, you are suddenly dealing with a very different type of buyer. You aren't just competing with a house down the street. You're competing for the attention of a highly price-sensitive, budget-capped buyer who is grudgingly accepting a longer commute in exchange for affordability.
Wow.
These buyers are exhausted by the interest rates, and they are leveraging the 6.3 months of countywide inventory to demand a deal.
That perfectly explains the 8.1% drop in the Springtown area, doesn't it? The buyer is bringing their economic anxiety with them as they drive west, and they absolutely expect the price of the home to reflect the inconvenience of their new commute. The seller basically has to capitulate to the buyer's strict mathematical ceiling.
It places immense pressure on sellers in those rural zip codes to be razor sharp with their pricing. If they overshoot the budget of that migrating suburban buyer even slightly, the house will just sit unsold.
It's ruthless. Now, while we're talking about the rural characteristics of the county, there was one data point in the April MLS summary that jumped out at me as potentially misleading.
Which one?
It showed zero farm and ranch sales in Wise County for the entire month of April. And if I know anything about Wise County, it's that land is a huge part of the identity out there. Does zero sales mean the land market has just completely evaporated?
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up, because we have to apply a massive caveat to that specific metric.
I figured as much.
The Residential Multiple Listing Service, the MLS, is built primarily for single-family subdivisions. It's just not designed for land. Farm, ranch, and large acreage land transactions are highly specialized.
So they just aren't tracked the same way.
Exactly. They frequently occur completely off-market, negotiated privately between neighbors or agricultural entities, or they are listed in specialized land databases and commercial networks that don't feed into standard residential reports. So a zero on the residential MLS absolutely does not mean the land market is dead.
That's really vital context, because the rural, expansive character of the county is still the core of its value proposition. A huge portion of the people employing that drive until you qualify strategy aren't just looking for a cheaper house. They actively want that blend of Texas land with a tolerable proximity to the city.
Absolutely. The land represents a tangible asset, which holds significant psychological appeal during times of macroeconomic uncertainty. It feels safe.
Okay, so let's pull all these threads together. We've diagnosed the macro environment and the geopolitical parking brake. We've looked at the deliberate local price correction, bringing assets in line with the cost of capital. We've unpacked the inventory paradox, where 6.3 months of supply is actually moving faster if it's priced honestly.
Lots of moving parts.
Tons of moving parts. And we've mapped out the geographical drive until you qualify dynamic between the eastern suburbs and the western rural edge. Now we have to translate all of this data into a practical strategy. What is the actual macroeconomic playbook for a listener right now in late May 2026?
The playbook relies on understanding the economic theory of the first mover advantage.
First mover advantage. Okay, lay it out for me.
Let's look at the horizon. The sources point out that while rates are hovering over 6% right now, there are macro indicators suggesting they will slowly begin to decline or stabilize as inflation cools. Remember that dam of pent-up demand we discussed earlier?
Yeah, all the people sitting on the sidelines.
Right. All those life events, the marriages, the retirements, the job changes, that have been artificially delayed by the financial parking brake.
The pressure behind that dam is building every single month.
Exactly. And when that macroeconomic dam eventually breaks, whether it's triggered by a drop in interest rates, a resolution to global conflicts, or simply buyers deciding they can no longer put their lives on hold, the market is going to wake up violently.
Buyers will just flood back into the market all at once.
It will be a deluge.
So what does a seller do today, knowing that flood is eventually coming?
The fatal flaw for a seller right now is complacency. You cannot wait for the dam to break to start making your moves.
It's like prepping your boat in late winter. You don't wait until the ice thaws to check the engine. You do it now, so you're the first one on the lake when it warms up.
That is a perfect analogy. The time to capture the first mover advantage is during the lull. Getting a property ready to show and sell in a market that currently has over 6 months of inventory requires strategic capital allocation. You are actively competing against 680 other properties in Wise County.
You have to stand out.
You do. Sellers need to be determining their estimated current selling price right now. Furthermore, they need to be looking into targeted capital improvements that provide a verifiable return on investment. We are talking about addressing deferred maintenance.
And in a market with 6.3 months of supply, deferred maintenance is a death sentence for a listing, isn't it?
Absolutely. When buyers have the luxury of time, they will severely punish a home on price for every visible flaw. If a home requires a new roof or a new HVAC system, the modern, budget-squeezed buyer won't even negotiate. They will simply move on to the next house.
They don't have the extra cash to fix it anyway.
Exactly. The first mover advantage dictates that you neutralize all objections before the buyer even walks through the door. This requires a level of professional market knowledge that goes far beyond sticking a sign in the yard. Sellers need a deep understanding of the exact honest price for their hyperlocal zip code, whether they are navigating the suburban premium or the rural discount.
Okay, flip the board for me. What is the macroeconomic play for the buyer? Because if I know rates might drop in the future, shouldn't I just wait?
Waiting is an incredibly high-risk gamble. For buyers, the playbook is counterintuitive but mathematically sound. This, right now, is your window of maximum leverage.
Really? Even with high rates?
Yes. With over 6 months of inventory, Wise County is offering a buyer-friendly environment that we haven't seen in years. You have the leverage to negotiate price, you have the time to conduct thorough inspections, and you have the power to demand repairs.
But if I wait for rates to drop to, let's say, 5.5%, my monthly payment goes down. That's just math.
Yes, your monthly payment on a theoretical price goes down. But let's look at the mechanics of what happens the moment rates actually drop to 5.5%. The dam breaks.
A flood.
Right. Millions of other buyers who have been waiting for that exact same rate suddenly rush the market. That 6.3 months of inventory evaporates almost overnight. Bidding wars return. Sellers rip up a negotiation playbook and start demanding appraisal gaps again.
Oh, I see.
The price of the home gets bid up so high that it completely erases the monthly savings you gained from the lower interest rate.
Wow. You end up paying more overall just to get a slightly better rate.
Exactly. If you find a home that fits your life today, and you can comfortably service the debt at today's rates, there is an immense strategic advantage in acting while you still hold the leverage. You can always refinance the debt later, but you can never renegotiate the purchase price once the market heats back up.
Marry the house, date the rate. It's a cliche, I know, but the mechanics behind it are incredibly solid when you break it down like that.
It's cliche because it works.
So let's wrap up this journey. If you own a home in Wise County, look at the underlying math, not just the raw percentages on a headline. A 7 to 11% price drop is not a systemic crash. It is simply gravity. It is the market adjusting to the reality that money costs more to borrow. We are in a healthy, active ecosystem, finding a sustainable balance.
It's a healthy correction?
Exactly. Buyers, you currently possess a rare commodity, which is leverage. You have choices and you have time. And sellers, the paradox is real. The clearance rack is moving quickly for the items tagged with the correct price. The sellers who check their ego in the door and price honestly are moving their assets faster than they did a year ago.
The entire system is functioning exactly as a rational economic model should when confronted with a higher cost of capital.
The application for you, the listener, is clear. Whether you are actively preparing for a transaction or you are just trying to understand the economic ground beneath your feet, know your exact zip code's data. Understand if you are sitting in the Hazlitt premium or the Springtown discount, and position yourself strategically before the macroeconomic dam inevitably breaks.
You know, I can leave the listener with one final overarching thought based on all this data. It's about a fundamental cultural shift in how we approach real estate.
I'd love to hear it.
For the better part of the last decade, the market heavily rewarded sheer, unfiltered ambition. A seller could price a home outrageously high, throw it on the MLS, and simply wait to see who would capitulate. And because money was essentially free, someone usually did.
True.
But the data from Q1 of 2026 proves that era is definitively over. We have entered a market environment that strictly, ruthlessly rewards accuracy. Today, self-awareness about the objective, mathematical value of your home isn't just a pleasant personality trait. It is your ultimate competitive advantage.
Accuracy over ambition. That is a brilliant way to frame it. The rules of the game haven't ended. They've just changed. And when you jump into that pool this Memorial Day weekend, you might expect the water to be 85 degrees. But if the thermometer objectively says it's 70, you have to swim in the water you actually have. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the mechanics of the Wise County market. We hope you feel equipped to navigate whatever the season brings. Until next time, stay curious.